Can you tell us about the Africa Progress Panel, just briefly, and your role in it?
Well, yes, of course. The Africa Progress Panel is an institution chaired by former Secretary General Kofi Annan, which has a panel of 10 members, which include people like former President Obasanjo, the former head of the IMF, Michel Kambesu, Bob Geldof, and a lot of the governor of the Central Bank of Botswana, and so forth. And basically, we run a team of experts, and every single year, the team of experts do a progress review on Africa. And sometimes we pick a theme. And this year we were looking at natural resources, what is happening with natural resources, what lessons can we learn. And our report is then published. And we also have meetings with the African heads of state and business sector, civil society, to share with them our findings from our experts, and then hopefully get a debate, media, and so forth. So today was the launch of this year's report.
Do you think that African resources are being used effectively, for the benefit of poor Africans?
Well, let me start by putting it in context. Africa's economy has been progressing very well. This is the best performance we have seen in the African economy for a very long time, and it seems to be sustainable. We have been seeing it now for the better part of 2 decades. And today, 6 of the fastest growing economies in the world are African. So we have reason to be optimistic. But as the report points out, there are shortcomings in that in some countries, and not all, the benefits, the wealth that is being created is not spreading to the poor as well as it could. And this is what we are highlighting and trying to get the leaders to address some of the observations which we feel that if they are addressed, we could see more equitable utilization of the benefits.
Now, how best can that be done in order to empower or get people out of poverty?
Well, look, first and foremost, as we point out in the report, the resources, the revenues from these resources need to be invested in infrastructure, in education, in health, in opening up opportunities for people to get to set up businesses and so forth, so that the benefits are more widely received by local people.
Now, when we look at Africa, currently, is it in a position to extract, process, and package minerals without any intervention from advanced nations?
Well, look, my brother, as you know, Africa is 54 sovereign countries. It's not a country. And as you know, the level of development across Africa differs quite widely. If you were putting that question to South Africa, they would tell you we have got Anglo-American, we have got Goldfields. These are global mining groups that were born in South Africa and have the capability to extract. Okay, but if you go to other countries, they don't have big mining organizations. So it's going to differ from country to country. But the issue is not who is extracting so much as what are the benefits accruing? How much of the benefits in taxes, in royalties, how well are the contracts that exist with these companies drafted to ensure that an optimum benefit is received from the people of the countries involved?
But do you see in the long run some of these kind of resources benefiting local people, let's say in Zimbabwe or South Africa?
What the report shows is that there are benefits, that countries with resources in oil and gas, those countries are doing and many minerals, whether it's iron ore, platinum, and so forth, where they have good policies designed to ensure that their people maximize the benefits, are doing very well out of it. But there are also countries where huge revenues are being generated in oil. I will specifically name one, Equatorial Guinea. Equatorial Guinea has a growth rate of 17% more than twice the growth rate of China. And yet, as the studies show, very little benefit to the people. You know, some of the most abject poverty you can imagine, on the indexes on child mortality, hospitals, clinics, schools, nothing is happening. So there you have a country doing extremely well, but nothing coming to the people. In some countries, you have huge resources and elite getting extremely wealthy, but again, no real benefits to the people. And obviously, it is the role of the panel and its mandate with the African Union and the African leadership to draw attention to these failings.
There have been some growth projections of up to about 5% in Africa, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. And many people or critics are saying some of these figures are actually cooked by economists. Do you agree with that kind of criticism, that the statistics that we're getting are not right at all?
No, my brother. No. You know, if you know, someone can come and say this is cooked. The bottom line, those are real figures. There is nothing, I studied economics. I haven't seen anything to suggest that figures are cooked, okay? But, you know, statistics are statistics. So you've got to bear in mind that you can get a statistic based on, when you say 5% growth, for instance, does that mean everybody got 5%? Of course not. But did you get your 5% as a result of one person having 60% and then everybody else having 5%, and therefore your average comes down to a certain level? You know, but I don't think it's an issue of questioning figures. I don't think we achieve very much. The question is, how equitable is this growth? How much are we able to deal with poverty, improve the lives of ordinary people, ensure that children are going to school, and that there is no child out of school because they couldn't pay school fees. Because if you tell a child of 5 years that you've got to wait until daddy gets a job and daddy doesn't get a job, you know, the country suffers. So this is really what we need to be talking about, not quibbling over, is this a cooked figure or not a cooked figure? I don't think that that's useful.
Because, you know, some people were saying, if, let's say, there is some kind of 5% growth in sub-Saharan Africa, then we should see some people, you know, getting better every day. And they're saying now that's not the case. So I don't know whether you can justify.
Yeah. But you see, talking of the Africa Progress Report, look, we are seeing figures as well showing drops in mortality rate, infant mortality rate. We are seeing improvement in universal health access. The figures are real. It's just a question of how do we sustain it and how do we ensure that the benefits are spread. But if you've been to Lagos, I've been going to Lagos now for the last 20 years to do business there. There is absolutely no doubt that there is a dramatic improvement in prosperity in that country. And you'd have to be blind not to see it. But you can also see abject poverty. And I say that to my colleagues in Nigeria, I don't think anybody would criticize me for it. So equally, you know, look at Angola. You know, a decade or so ago, they're in the midst of a civil war, okay? Since that civil war ended, they've sustained these high growth rates. They are real. But at the same time, the way the prosperity has spread has not been as equitable as one would like to see. They had some extremely rich people in Angola that were not that rich before, and it's visible. There's also a lot of poverty. So you know, these are real issues.